Let's switch gears here on Sports Medicine Weekly. And Dr. Koh's kind of a interesting topic. Injury red flags for athletes. Can you relate?
I can relate, Steve.
Tell us your story.
Yeah, I had a, you know, so I'm, you know, I'm training. I haven't told you much, but I'm we're planning on climbing Mount Baker. So it's
what is that?
It's in Washington State. It's not super high. It's like 11,005. About 11,005. But it's glacier and it's glaciated, and so it's technical. You know, there's ropes and crampons and ice climbing and things of that nature. So I'm trying to train. Okay,
give the listeners a background on your training for that, or what you've climbed in the past.
Well, I mean, these aren't huge mountains by any, you know, by anyone's imagination, but I've done Rainier and the Tetons and another smaller one called Mount Shuckson, which is really beautiful. Most of them in Washington State, and the other one was, of course, in Wyoming. But, you know, I needed a goal, to be honest with you. And there's a couple guys, including John Golden, who's the one who introduced me to climbing, and my son Ethan, who's 20, trying to get him to train for it. And it's just a means to give you a reason to train. That's one of the main reasons. Plus, the camaraderie is great.
How do you train for that?
Well, you know, you got to have an aerobic part of it, and then there's a strength component of it. You know, and every pound extra you carry is you're carrying up the mountain. So that's part of it. So I'm about a B minus right now. You know, sitting a few weeks out, but the other thing is you just don't want to gauge something that's going to get injured. So three weeks ago, I was trying to surf. Which is you can basically surf. You don't know if you know surfing. It's like wakeboarding, but you're on a surfboard and you're surfing behind a boat at a relatively slow speed that the boat creates a wake that propels you, so you don't have to hold onto a rope.
Okay.
So I'm using a new board and I was trying to get up and just muscle. My form is awful, trying to get up and muscling up. And I get up and I do what a lot of adult men more than women do, is I just feel like this guitar string go off in my hamstring and I just went down. I mean, I just completely tore one of my four hamstrings, you know, bruising and an indentation there and whatever. So that's enough to shut you down from training. So that, you know, that should be like a 6 to 8 week injury, to be honest with you. But I've been pushing it and, you know, so getting better. But there's got to be some, you know, I probably could have done a lot to prevent that from happening instead of just going out in the water and trying to get up.
Let's bring on the expert now. David Rivera joins us from Libertyville. And he is Ivy Physical Therapy Clinic Director and the area director for Lindenhurst and Lake Zurich and the Libertyville locations. How are you this morning, David?
Doing fantastic. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show, Steve, Dr. Koh. It's a pleasure to be on here with you guys.
All right. So what is a red flag, and are they only for athletes?
Or me.
Doctors, well, no, too.
That's a great question to ask. You know, so a red flag really is defined as a sign or symptom that during clinical examination can be associated with a more severe injury or diagnosis. It's meant to give us a little bit of an alert of a potentially more emergent issue for the safety and the health of our athletes. And like you said, is it just for athletes? No, that's not the case, because our general population, when they get out there, whether it's doing yard work, you're working out on the lawn, or you're moving some stuff around the house, and all of a sudden you feel a sudden pain in the low back or shoulder or neck, or in this case, you're out surfing and you have a sudden pain in the hamstring. It lets us know, these red flags give us the indication, is this something that I need to have checked out by a medical professional, or is this something that we can rest, ice, or take some over-the-counter medication?
What are the most common red flags, David, that are missed by athletes and also parents and coaches?
You know, and I have to say, as a parent, athlete, coach, you can't feel bad if you miss a red flag, because there's a lot of different varying factors that can go into diagnosing an injury. So us in the healthcare industry are trained to look for these on the field and in the clinic. And with that said, you really want to look for common ones. And one of those, we can use Dr. Koh as an example. He went out, and as he said, he may not have done enough stretching and warming up, and maybe went a little too hard too fast. And some of those precursors tend to end up having higher incidence of injuries that are a little bit more severe. So for him, we'd look at a hamstring injury like that, pain, sudden, sharp in the back of the leg, a lot of stiffness. You're looking for bruising. If there's bruising, you're looking at a higher grade tear of a hamstring. It's pretty severe injury. A lot of stiffness in the morning, limited mobility, sharp pain. So if we're looking at just kind of overall red flags, typically pain is a big indicator. It's severe, it's sudden, it's debilitating. Sometimes it's diffuse, so you can't pinpoint it. No matter whether it's abdominal, low back, shoulder, neck, spine, low back, or mid back, If there's no apparent cause of the pain, such as an acute or a traumatic injury, much like Dr. Cole's, your body's letting you know you need to seek out some professional help and see what's going on. Why am I having this pain?
You know, one of the biggest challenges I have, David, is that I have to help patients understand the sort of good pain from bad pain, you know? And, you know, I guess I can use the hamstring as an example. Trying to get back into running has been a little bit of a challenge, and I find it difficult to sort of terminally extend my leg because it pulls on the hamstring and you get an eccentric contraction. In other words, the muscle's contracting and elongating at the same time, so it puts a lot of tension on it. And I'm sort of monitoring myself and thinking, look, as long as it doesn't escalate, I'm just going to keep doing it. You follow me? So I'm sure you get asked that by your patients all the time. You know, what's good, what's really a red flag, and what's something your body's just sort of barking at you, but it's not going to lead you to a setback that's going to sort of, you know, prevent you from progressing with your next exercise.
Correct. And if take that perfect example, like you said, you're lengthening the hamstring as it's striking the ground and really essentially contracting. If you're getting that sharp pain that you're unable to complete your run, you're not able to perform your regular everyday activities after that up and down stairs, getting in and out of a car without severe pain, that's a red flag. It's telling you you're probably doing too much and need to get a little bit better care. But if we're looking at other general red flags, we want to make sure we're looking at significant weakness that is unexplained, inability to lift your arm all of a sudden. You've got pain with weight bearing, whether that be your upper body or lower body, your legs, your hands. You can't lay on your side and push up out of bed all of a sudden without severe pain. That's an issue. Numbness and tingling in the arm that is unexplained. That's also a big issue. Sudden weakness resulting in dropping items due to unexplained hand weakness. We're looking at things that are really standing out, and sometimes you have to know the difference between, well, yeah, I'm just a little sore because I did a little bit more, I pushed a little bit harder today, as opposed to others that really stand out and start affecting your everyday life. Severe tenderness to touch, swelling, redness. All those things. And if we look at general red flags as well, too, not necessarily speaking towards athletes specifically, we talk about sudden and unexplained weight loss, persistent night pain, loss of motor control, and just overall change in your daily physical performance. You can really attribute that to general population as well, those athletes, whether you are a weekend warrior, club member, or professional athlete. You really got to take a step back and say, is this normal? And if not, who do I need to talk to?
Again, we're visiting with David Rivera from Ivy Rehab in Libertyville. He's also the area director overseeing Lindenhurst and Lake Zurich locations. I'm Steve Cashel with Dr. Brian Cole. And Dr. Cole, from a physician's end of this and being an orthopedic surgeon, I know people are always asking that question, when should I go see the orthopedist, right? I mean, do you see that sometimes? Do you get patients and say, why didn't you see me a week ago? Or maybe you should have just taken a couple aspirin, you were really fine. I mean, how often does that happen in your practice?
I would say, you know,
because our parents say it all the time.
Sure.
You know?
High level answer is that most things get better by doing nothing. I mean, that is the reality. And
okay. And
it's interesting. When a physician who has a practice that people can get in, you know, pretty much the same day, most of the things they're going to see will get better. And the patient spent a lot of time and energy getting in when they didn't need to see the physician. So I would say in terms of frequency, most things just get better. Our bodies heal and they're not severe. But I would say that, you know, similar to what Dave was just talking about as a physical therapist, if you have, you know, an injury and there's a deformity, or you can't move a joint, it feels like it's locked or blocked, or there's a indentation in a muscle or a change in the way your appearance is, or there's significant swelling and or bruising, those are signs that it's probably something that should be at least looked at for the potential to stabilize it for the fear of causing further injury, or might even require acute intervention, such as, say, a dislocated shoulder that's out of position, which it's not subtle, you kind of know. A knee that you can't bend or straighten because there's a meniscal tear that has displaced, or a loose piece of cartilage and bone. The tough one is I get a lot of patients say, well, I was doing great, and all of a sudden my knee started crunching going up and down stairs. but they don't even have pain, and then they make a doctor's appointment. I get a lot of that. In fact, I've often thought about having a sign in front of my office when they're checking in saying, look, if you have crunchy knees or shoulders but have no pain, please
the,
go.
The cracking we hear.
Please don't waste your time
with
me.
We've talked about that in the
home,
past,
you know?
Right? Yeah.
So there's just no correlation with the underlying disease. So it's a tough one, but I think a lot of it's intuitive. But, you know, the good news is most of the things that happen to you or me, they're going to get better. And the ones that aren't going to, they're pretty darn obvious that, hey, I've got a problem. But I highlighted some of the ones that you really want to think about.
Yeah, that was my last question for David. David, we appreciate you being on with us here on Sports Medicine Weekly. When an athlete presents with a red flag, which medical professional should be contacted?
Yeah, and that's a great question. And like Dr. Cole said, most things in time will recover, and that's the beauty of the body being a fantastic and complex machine that can heal on its own. But it also communicates with you. You have to listen to what it's telling you, and you have to seek out the appropriate medical care. And what does that look like? We look at unrelenting 10 out of 10 pain with no particular cause that is not getting better. I'm willing to comfortably say that you should get into the ER if it's, you know, off hours. Otherwise, call your primary care physician and get in with them. If you do have a sports medicine specialist, orthopedist such as Dr. Cole or any of his colleagues that are highly recommended, definitely call and see if you can get in. And then not only that, let's be honest, I'm a physical therapist. I think that I'm going to advocate for physical therapy as an option to help kind of mediate those not so serious injuries and those serious injuries between me and the professional orthopedic specialist like Dr. Cole. So we do complementary injury screens at our clinics, all of our clinics. We can help guide you and send you the most appropriate option, whether that be ER or acute care, or say, hey, you know, follow up with your primary care physician or sports medicine specialist.
Great stuff. David Rivera, the Ivy Physical Therapy Clinic Director for Libertyville Area, Director for Lindenhurst and the Lake Zurich locations, on social media. You can follow David at IVIVY Rehab PT. And David, thanks so much. Great stuff. Appreciate you joining us here from Ivy Rehab. You guys do a great job.
Hey, we appreciate you very much, both you. We love your show, and we hope everyone enjoys the rest of the morning. And we look forward to hearing the next episode.
Thanks so much, David Rivera. We're back with more of Sports Medicine Weekly and our staple of the show. It's our Ask the Doctor segment after this.
On 670, The Score.